This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. In a major expansion of gun rights, the U.S. Supreme Court says Americans have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense. The High Court has struck down a New York law requiring people to show a particular need for carrying a gun in order to get a license to do so in public. The justices ruled the law violates the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's deeply disappointed. Gun groups celebrate the Supreme Court ruling. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
While many gun safety experts feel the ruling will make the country less safe, Eric Pratt, who's the senior vice president of Virginia-based Gun Owners of America, totally disagrees.
This will make a difference in our schools. This will make a difference in supermarkets like the one in Buffalo. This will make a huge difference allowing people who are law-abiding to be able to protect themselves.
That's not the sentiment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Afghan villagers rush to bury the dead while others are digging by hand through the rubble of their homes in search of survivors of a powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan. The Taliban and the international community that fled their takeover struggled to bring help to disaster victims Thursday. State media reported Wednesday's quake killed 1,000 people. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban are resisting efforts by the United Nations to help get humanitarian funding into the country and are interfering in the delivery of aid, a UN aid chief told the Security Council Thursday. Since the hardline Islamist Taliban took over in August, as U.S.-led forces withdrew after two decades of war, international banks are wary of testing UN and U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. Public hearings on the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot continue Thursday and into next month. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Members of the committee investigating the riot by backers of former President Donald Trump plan for additional hearings in July. Committee Chair Mississippi's Benny Thompson says a lot of information has been coming in, including new documentary film footage of Trump's final months in office. The panel is also working on an interview with Virginia Ginny Thomas, a longtime conservative activist married to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. She's been asked to talk about her communications with Trump's team ahead of and during the day of the insurrection. This month's final hearing is expected to highlight testimony from former Justice Department officials about Trump's proposals to reject the election results. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Federal agents have searched the home of a Trump-era Justice Department official who said he was eager to push the then-president's election fraud claims. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The revelation came just before the January 6 panel's latest hearing, in which Jeffrey Clark's role in the lead-up to the Capitol riot was expected to be prominently featured. A person familiar with the matter says agents searched Clark's Virginia home this week, though the reason why was not immediately clear. Clark was the Justice Department's civil rights chief and indicated he wanted to champion Donald Trump's bogus fraud claims. Trump considered having Clark replace Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen and backed off only after other senior officials said they'd resign if he followed through. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House's Indo-Pacific coordinator said Thursday he expects to see more U.S. cabinet-level officials visiting Pacific Island countries as the United States seeks to step up its engagement in the region. He made the remarks at a Center for Strategic and International Studies event in Washington. Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention unanimously voted Thursday to recommend use of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children and adolescents ages 6 to 17. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is expected to sign off on the recommendations soon, which would allow the U.S. government to start rolling out the Moderna vaccine for these age groups. That would mean both mRNA COVID vaccines would be available to all Americans ages 6 months and older. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has been available for teens for over a year and for children ages 5 to 11 since October. And recapping our top story, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Thursday Americans have a right to carry guns in public, a major expansion of gun rights. The court struck down a New York gun law in a ruling expansion.